Good morning, Myers.
Good morning, Valerie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very good. Just thought I'd check in to see if there was anything that you needed.
Not at this point.
How was Thanksgiving? Anything happen?
You know what? Small Business Saturday was, I had a couple of nice sales, but...
Oh, nice.
You know, it really wasn't anything stupendous.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
We had activities in town. They had train rides. They had stuff, but it just, I don't know, it wasn't a good punch in the arm. Let's just put it that way.
It's weird, around here, I'm in Rochester, New York. I live off of Ridge Road, West Ridge Road, which is one of the main thoroughfares in the town of Greece. And we have a big mall near us, and the mall parking lot on Black Friday was jam-packed. I was so excited to see it because it hasn't been that way in a long time.
Never seen
these days where there was just a ton of people out there shopping. Now, there is some Anchors in there, or there's a Target in that same plaza, not attached to it, but that same parking lot's got, some majors. And we just got a Boscov's here that opened up like a month and a half ago.
Oh, okay, yeah. The very original one I grew up right near, very first one, yep.
Well, they're impressive stores. I went in because I needed to get something. I didn't go in on that day, but I went in a few days later to get something for my wife. But it was very reminiscent of old town big department stores. It was really kind of cool, and there was a lot of people in there. And I thought, geez, maybe retail is going to make a turnaround.
That's what I'm hoping for. It is what it is. But I find that those days, Black Friday's never, everybody's killing themselves at the box stores.
Well, absolutely. It's an electronics.
Small Business Saturday, I have another potential sale that I would honor I had 20% off all fine jewelry and everything.
Sure.
For that day, and I did, because she couldn't make up her mind, I did say that I would honor, because the husband was kind of making eyes at me like, okay, I'll come back kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, like the googly eyes, like,
yeah. Let's get out of here.
So I thought, that might be another sale, and I have to source a wedding band. He lost his wedding band, and I'm trying to go buy pictures, so that's going to be fun. But you know what I mean? It's just been, this whole year has been strange. And then, my health hasn't been the best. I wound up in the hospital.
Oh, no.
And I've just been dealing with that.
Everything okay now?
Huh?
Everything okay now?
Well, it's not, but it's a going on. And it's been a going on for a year and a half, and I finally had a belly. I've had a belly full. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with the bullshit that I'm going through, and I'm finding some things out that aren't very good.
Right.
In terms of the hospital. And
that they screwed something up?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
And now I'm kind of like, it could be a potential problem. And
well,
I need to get my
doctor. Heavily insured, so, you can't think of it just from your own perspective. If they're doing things or they have processes that are causing more problems than they're fixing, then they need to be called out on that because they're going to kill
them. Well, the whole thing has been really strange.
Yeah.
And now if things are going the way I think they are, I think they're being very deliberately deceptive.
Mm.
And I have a product in my body. I have a neurospinal stimulator because I had several back surgeries. And, this was supposed to help me with back pain and all that jazz, supposed to, block pain signals to your brain and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started to develop real, neurological problems, constant headache. I've had a headache for a year.
Wow.
Essentially, I've wound up in the hospital. I actually thought I was having a stroke in the middle of the night. I called 911. I wind up in the hospital. And what was really strange was I go to a neurologist that has done zero for me, nothing except pills, medicine, you know.
Unfortunately,
and
that's
they basically they had me there, and they did absolutely nothing for me. Nothing. For 2 days, I laid there like waiting for something to happen, waiting for something to happen. So I'm going to a functional medicine doctor, and she was like, you know, something's been bugging me, and I'd like to get a hair sample from you and send it to this lab for heavy metals in your body.
I was just going to say, it's
a battery's leaking.
Right? Oh, my God.
Well, guess what? I just got the report back, and, like, two of the metals were, like, in the red. And now and I'm thinking to myself, and let me tell you, the hospital visit was not good. I was very upset with the neurology department, very upset. And I think the hospital really knew it. And I've been getting a weekly phone call now from the hospital. Oh, just checking in to see how you're doing. I'm thinking, never had this before.
They hope you die so they won't have to worry about it.
Well, yeah. So I'm thinking, do you guys know about this? Because I actually went to my pain management doctor for my annual exam. Like, just like, hey, how's it going? How's the stimulator working? Blah-dee, blah-dee, blah-dee. You know, in, your prescription renewals. Just the annual, how you doing?
Right.
And I asked him, I said, I just want to ask you a question. I did not tell the hospital that I got an independent hair study. I'm keeping that in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I said, is it possible that the neurostimulator is actually causing the problem? Because when I had the incident, I felt like I was being electrocuted.
What's the brand on it?
Yeah, he's being like casual, like, oh, I don't really think so. But meanwhile, he's texting Medtronic. He's texting the Medtronic rep. And I just felt like it was like, even though he was being casual about it, it didn't feel casual. Does that make sense to you?
You know, I can tell you one thing. Doctors will cover for other doctors and hospitals.
Yep.
They do it because they still want their privileges to go to those hospitals and do their job and everything. And they do not like to – you'll almost never get someone to testify against the hospital.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
like
you
that.
Won't. But here's the thing. Like, he's texting Medtronic. And I'm like, okay. And then the rep, who I know, she was in the room when I was getting it, when I was in the op, she was in the operating room with me. So she's been my rep for 6 years. She happened to be at the other location. She was at the other hospital. And he goes, if you leave now, she's going to wait for you. And I'm thinking, wow, this is kind of like, whoa. And in fact, we forgot to even finish our business. I mean, I was like, oh my God, we got to finish this. So I go. And, you know, she hooks me up to her computer. And, of course, she's a company woman. She isn't going to say that there's a problem. She's like, oh, everything looks good. And I even specifically asked the question. I said, so, if there was, like, a slow battery leak, could you detect that with your computer there? And she said, yes, everything's fine. Now, again, I haven't told anyone I got this heavy metals test. So, this is going to be interesting.
So, they remotely can monitor everything?
Well, she has to hook up to me. You know what I mean? She has to, like...
There's a connection she has to make to you physically.
Yeah, you can't... She couldn't do it, like, from far away. She has to be right there. And then she has to touch this thing to my unit, and then and then she can connect. And then she can make changes. She can do it... Like, oh, I see you're not using this particular, you know, setting. Is it bothersome? And then she was tweaking it. So she can actually go in and actually change things for me. It's very complicated.
Really? Wow.
And I have a battery in my butt. I mean, I literally, it's in my backside. And the functional medicine doctor started to worry about this because a lot of the symptoms of poisoning from battery leakage, I have. So it's like... Is this something that needs to come out of my body?
I'm looking at Medtronic spinal cord stimulator.
Intellis, yeah, spinal, and there's like all sorts of lawsuits.
Yeah.
Well, I actually ran into an article from Australia that they banned it in the country because there were too many problems and not enough benefit. And it was like a whole article, and they were talking to different patients with their nightmare stories. And the way I described it to the hospital was I felt like I touched like an electric fence.
Right.
And as I'm reading this article, this guy says, it feels like I'm touching an electric fence. I'm like, wow. Wow.
That's obviously something is obviously wrong there.
Yeah. Something's wrong.
It says that the Phillips Law Group or the Carlson Law Firm are people who are currently involved in this lawsuit.
Oh, there's several. I mean, there's several. And I didn't really see one that pertains to my particular set of circumstance, but I've seen other, you know, problems that people were having.
Right.
That are in the lawsuits, in the lawsuit situation. I don't know. I need to talk to the functional medicine doctor first and get a sense, because even though I read the report, I'm like, you know, I want some clarity. I want a little more clarity on this. And so, yeah, this has been an interesting little ride I'm dealing with. I got to go. My tenants. Can I?
We'll talk to you later.
I got to go.
Yep, bye-bye.
But anyway, but thank you for letting me bend your ear.
Oh, no. Trust me, I've gone through a lot of shit. So.
God.
I went for a year of being in and out of the hospital 7 times.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That sounds like me.
Yeah, it's 9 years ago right now. So,
oh, jeez.
So it's been past that, and then I had cancer, too. I had prostate cancer and had that.
Oh, God, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. It's been 6 years, I think, and I've been great for the last 6 years. But
good.
A year, it was awful, and there was things done to me that shouldn't have been done, and, yeah. I can sympathize, and I've had chronic migraines my whole life. So.
Oh, jeez. Well, picture a year-long migraine.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, this has been rotten.
At least I would have having migraines almost every day.
Yeah, this has been ridiculous.
For years. I don't even want to think about that anymore.
All right. Well, I better boogie.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.